It's time for the emergency break of the week.
That was very sarcastic, and I don't appreciate it. And I'm not kidding.
Really?
Yeah.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
On your show to try to help you.
And we're having fun here, no? You're telling us funny stories about Burt Reynolds, and now all of a sudden it's I'm a big jerk.
No, you are a big jerk.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Yes, it's time once again for the emergency break of the week. It's 7:51 here on The Ticket, that longtime Friday tradition. We're going to give you three candidates. You get to vote on them at 888-787-1310. And this is brought to us by the good folks at Classic BMW of Plano. And it's good to see the P1 getting involved in the e-brake. We like to think the P1 has been a big part of this for the last 25 years. And that includes when we do the post-game show here on The Ticket after every Cowboy game.
Oh, good.
And they go late into the night when it's a Sunday night game like this weekend or last week when you had a Monday night game. And as Jake and Donovan and Corby went to the phones, they went to a guy who calls up all the time, Hakeem in Frisco. Problem is, Hakeem had been on hold for a while. Maybe he'd been enjoying some spirits during the game. And he was asleep.
Hakeem and Frisco, you're on the post-game show.
Oh, I like Hakeem. Hey, Hakeem. Hakeem.
Oh. He's asleep.
We got another.
I don't believe it.
Shh.
Crank him.
Put shaving cream in his hand.
Okay,
he is asleep.
God.
He hit the whiskey.
We are the Isaiah Thomas of broadcasters. We have put him to sleep.
He's going to be inactive.
Yeah, he can't call next week.
Y'all take your headphones off because I'm getting ready to scream at him, okay? Everybody turn their radio down if you would like, but I'm going to scream at him in 3, 2, 1. Hakeem! It's like the heart and lung machine.
I think you killed
CPAP.
Him.
Yeah. Wow, that's incredible.
Well, I agree with all of Hakeem's.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
Okay, did he fall asleep or do you think he put the phone down? Like, was that him breathing?
No, he was really snoring. Listen to this. It's enhanced.
Snoring.
Listen to it enhanced here on Ticket Radio.
Had it with these callers.
You asked for it at the minute one.
You guys suck.
Hakeem and Frisco, you're on the post-game show.
Oh, I like
show.
Hakeem. Hey, Hakeem. Hakeem.
Oh. He's asleep.
We got another.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, I can hear it now.
Yeah. Yeah, he was.
Crank him.
Put shaving cream in his hand.
Okay, he is asleep.
God.
He hit the whiskey.
They say how long he was on hold?
Isaiah Thomas.
I don't know.
We have put
long enough to fall dead asleep to the point where the Corby screaming at him couldn't wake him up, though. That's pretty impressive.
Did they ever hear from Hakeem afterwards? Like, oh, sorry, guys, or did he email or tweet him?
I don't know.
Like, I was so drunk, I fell asleep.
He'll call in Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they said he's suspended for this week. So
he is.
Yeah.
Tristan Hill.
So he is not activated for this Sunday night's post-game show. So there's Hakeem.
That's
good
funny.
P1 as candidate number two, or candidate number one. And candidate number two, also someone who, I guess, listens to the station. He was listening to the Hardline in person. They were out on remote. And talking about some sites and restaurants around Dallas. And Reg, the P1, wanted to get his point heard. And I was listening to this live. It was really, really funny.
Oh, Billy.
Oh, Corby.
So
we're on the air, sir.
Yeah, we're on the air. I can't handle this.
It's
hang
always
on.
My favorite.
What's up, man? What do you need?
Well, I just thought I'd try and add to the show.
Oh.
You thought you'd try to add to the show a little?
Add to the show a little.
I thought I was trying to throw it in here. You might say, maybe I should let him talk.
All right, Tony, give him a headset.
Oh, my God.
Just give him yours, Tony. Just give him yours.
I'm not going to cuss.
Okay, go ahead.
No, come on.
All right, here he is.
Just don't cuss, okay?
Yeah, don't cuss. We're going to have to throw you out.
Not a minor issue.
Okay, hang on.
All right.
Go ahead.
Say something. What's your name, first of all?
Reg.
Reg?
Davis.
All right, Reg.
Reg Davis. How old are you?
52.
All right. Where are you from?
Yeah, that's a good question.
No, all right, Reg, we don't want to go over that.
Okay. Military upgrooming. That's
okay,
fine,
all right, what you got? What you got? Tell us what you got to say.
You were talking about Campeses, and I wanted to add one small minor annoyance from me, the man of the people, is that the Inwood Theater used to be a beacon of these foreign films, and it's now just Disneyland commercialized. That's not what it was. You know, that was the appeal. Certain things of old Dallas. Campeses is kind of in that area of the Inwood Theater. That's what I was just trying to throw in there.
That's an odd.
I know, it's
tie-in.
Odd.
The Campeses we're talking about is not in the area of the Inwood Theater.
Well, the one that I know is okay? What do you want from me, okay? I love
you. We didn't want anything from you, actually.
God.
Cool story.
What do you want from me?
There are certain areas I love about Dallas. This is kind of a sub one of them. Maple was better, in my opinion, for work suites than Cole, which is kind of like
Neverland
hidden.
Reg, wait.
It's good, though. I like the place. It's pretty.
Right.
Yeah, it is pretty.
We're having fun in here in our remote, so let's not take it down.
Well, I'm just trying to add. That's all.
Yeah, I know. Hey, Reg, we love you.
We appreciate your efforts.
It's been great. We love hanging out.
I've been officing on in this area.
Now we're done.
Cool story, bro.
Finally got blown up.
Jeez.
Did you put him up to that, Gordo? That sounds like one of your characters.
It
just keeps bringing up another run-on about something.
I like a Campeses.
Well, of course, it's not as good as this area.
It used to be near Inwood Theater, but now it's...
I like Danny's two lines. We didn't ask anything from you, and cool story, bro.
Yeah, it really got Danny going. Man, that was funny. That was really funny to hear that live. And now again, on the emergency break of the week, as Reg... is candidate number two. Candidate number three, speaking of the hard line and speaking of Danny, he goes into a Corby impersonation during the concert calendar, and I guess because he was trying to be like Corby, he started cussing like Corby. But the problem was, it's on the air. I love them.
Oh, yeah.
I love her. Or him.
Tuesday at Trees. Big Thief and Pale Hound.
God, that sounds like a Corby band.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're both thinking it.
Dude, saw this band at Lala. The Big Thief, man. They're dope. Whoa!
God! Danny!
Yes!
Lord, about Jake's laugh.
So what kind of laugh is that?
Oh, no.
What are you doing?
I don't know. I forgot where I was.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
His face as soon as he said it.
I'm so red.
Just some buddies having
Yeah, it was. I was doing my I was doing my Corby impression at the landing.
Are
with
you
my friends.
Doing?
Oh, stop it. Don't act like you're better than me.
I am.
No, you're not. You've done far worse.
Seems I really relaxed the mix.
Golly, man.
It's all this fentanyl.
Oh, man.
It's all this fentanyl. That is Jake's laugh.
Yeah.
That's the real story.
I know.
Boy.
We do have a developing Norm-like laugh out of Jake. Yeah.
Gordo's already got a Jake laugh impersonation. That took you 1 second.
All right, one more. I love them.
Oh, yeah.
I love her. Or him.
Tuesday at Trees, Big Thief and Pale Hound.
God, that sounds like a Corby band.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're both thinking it.
Dude, saw this band at Lala. The Big Thief, man. They're dope. Whoa!
God! Danny!
Yes! Oh, so Friday.
Oh, no.
What are you doing?
I don't know. I forgot where I was.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. His face as soon as he said it.
I'm so red.
Just some buddies.
I can't get over that laugh.
My corpse impression.
It sounds like a guy who
has broken a rib and he's trying not to laugh hard.
Yes. Or I was thinking a guy who's in a serious setting, but someone's tickling his bottom of his foot with a feather and he doesn't want to laugh.
It's a great
How
laugh.
Have we not heard that laugh until
know.
Now?
I don't know. He really got tickled.
It's like when he did the tickle ticker on White Elephant Day.
Oh, yeah.
Very similar.
Yeah. Yeah, it was very similar to that. Mm. All right, so those are your three candidates. P1, Hakeem, Reg as candidate number two, or Danny as candidate number three. 888-787-1310. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, good morning to you, musers. Let's go with Reg. And Jeb, do you believe in the Mean Green?
Yes, mm-hmm. always. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, Rhines, do you remember that specific time a couple of years ago when you were skateboarding down Northwest Highway heading towards Half Price Books in order to check out some Celine Dion cassette tapes when you stopped in your tracks by a Taco Bell that was on fire and you yelled, "Burnt tacos for everyone!" No, I wasn't skateboarding down Northwest Highway towards Half Price Books. I've never liked Celine Dion in my life. Cassette tapes haven't been popular since 91, and I did not see a Taco Bell on fire, and I also did not hear burnt tacos for everyone.
It's full repeat rhymes.
Full repeat rhymes. That's great. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Give me Rambling Reg, and shout out to Fantasy Team Scroat. There's a reason you're in last place, buddy.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins E-Break?
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Danny the Snake Bayless and Hooter Brown.
Thank you. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Come on, I am radio.
Why, yes, ma'am.
Die.
Hey, Mises, I'm going to vote for Big Dumb Danny in Lake Highlands. Just, you know, go Red Raiders and bring back Cliff Kingsbury.
All right. Thanks, fake Natalie Maines. Hi, you're on The Ticket.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Reg, Clemmy Desmond, and Donald Trump.
Okay, we'll take your Reg vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins E-Break?
Congrats to Craig on his nuptials.
Thank you.
But more importantly, I have to ask, vaginal slice, born?
Oh, man. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
Jake's laugh overtakes Norm's laugh anytime.
Okay, there's a Danny vote there. The Jake laugh along with the Danny F-bomb. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Sounds like little Norm.
Yeah, give me a big old bag of nothing. I mean, Danny. Thanks.
Hey, dude. Don't say that about Danny. We love Danny.
Danny's awesome.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Phone call from Lower Heaven.
Oh, hey, guys. I think this may be Coco.
Are you sure?
We probably ought to take the call.
I think you're right.
We'll accept the charges.
Yes, musers guessed it. Today, Coco indeed consult newest primate arrival. That just get here from Dallas. Western lowland gorilla Hope has joined Coco, Harambe, Stalin, and Hitler here in Lower Heaven.
Oh, man.
I predicted this when we had this news story.
Yeah, Hope, the Dallas gorilla that unfortunately passed away.
Rumor in gorilla community is that GI problems run through Dallas Zoo. But Hope, tell Coco truth.
Oh,
if not... It not tummy issue, but rather Hope take own life because she want to reunite with Dallas Zoo mates Jabari and Doyle the Chimp.
That's sad.
That is sad. Hope wanted to rejoin her old zoo mates.
Coco and Hope vote for cussing Corby. Oh, wait, I mean Danny.
Oh, yay! Thank you, Coco.
Thank you, ladies
and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner, winner, winner. Danny with the F-bomb and the awesome Jake laugh. I love them.
Oh, yeah.
I love her.
Is.
Or him.
Tuesday at Trees, Big Thief and Pale Hound.
God, that sounds like a Corby band.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're both thinking it.
Dude, I saw this, saw this band at Lala. The Big Thief, man. They're dope.
Whoa! God! Danny!
Yes! Oh, so Friday.
Oh, no.
What are you doing?
I don't know. I forgot where I was.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. His face as soon as he said it.
I'm so red.
Just some buddies.
I was doing my Corby impression at the landing.
Are
with
you
my friends.
Doing?
Oh, stop it. Don't act like you're better than me.
I am.
No, you're not.
In that regard.
or worse.
Okay. It seems I really relaxed the mix. Yeah.
There's a moment in there where Jake, the Jake chimp, really starts cutting loose. Jake chimp. And he's going,
starts swinging around the studio. It does
That's
sound like
goes
a chimp.
On the swing, yeah.
That's hilarious. Oh, man.
What are you? Oh my gosh.
That's awesome.
Oh, man, that's funny.
Oh, that's insane.
How many is that for Danny?
It's great.
Jake the Chimp.
Jake the Chimp.
Oh my goodness. That is the 34th win for Danny. He is 76 behind Norman Plant Based Hitzkus.
Man. Live mic from the Dallas Zoo right now. All right. It is 8:06. That's the emergency break of the week. Oh. Here in 5 minutes.
He's got it on like an endless loop.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's great.
All right. The new name that has surfaced for the Florida State job.